Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. Welcome to the end of brachos. Congratulations to all of those finishing brachos here in Daf Yomi Land. In the daf cycle, we're going to move over to Shabbos right afterwards, God willing. Here, though, a small statement on brachos 64 from Rabbi Avin the Levi said, whoever tries to force the moment in an attempt to gain something before the time is completely ripe for it, the moment will force him, and he will not be successful. And whoever defers before the moment will defer before him. That's the idea of the proper timing and the proper place for things and the ideas of patience. A lot of times, Rabbi Rosner also said this in one of his shirim, a lot of the problems, a lot of the sins in our past, throughout our history within the Jewish people had to do with patience. You think about Adam and Chava, if they were just a little patient, they might have been able to eat the fruit later on. If Shaul HaMelech was just a little more patient, we just saw Nachiomi Land through email, then Shmuel would have been there. And if this person was more patient, it's all about patience and it's all about the right timing of things. Perkavos explains that there's a time and a place for everyone and everything. Everything that Hashem made, every person that's here, all has their time, all has their hour, all has their ability. And just like Perkavos also says, in a recent Mishnah, when someone has their dead before them, or someone when they're angry, or somebody made just a vow, which we shouldn't do in general, don't call them on it. Let them sit on it. Let them calm down, because there's really a time and a place for everything. We should understand the place, understand the circumstance, understand people's emotions, where they're coming from. Don't jump on them. I don't know the exact terminology, but don't judge your friend until you reach this place. And you're never going to be in this place, so don't ever judge your friend. And always don't judge your friend favorably. We shouldn't judge in general, but we should be don lekav zchus. We never know what's going through someone's mind and what's going through someone, what they're experiencing. We never will, so don't jump on them. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We don't know what their life situation is. So understand the idea of moment, patience, timing, and the right place for different things. Join us next time as we move over to Gemara Shabbos, and congratulations on finishing Gemara Brachos.